And good evening, American Fork High School Band. This is Dan Smith from Santa Clara, California, adjudicating your visual performance at the Davis Cup on the 21st of October 2014. Very best of luck to you. Love the opening setup. You've embellished it since I last saw you. Much more obvious what the storyline is, and though composition deals with storyline as is kind of a fringe element, effect gets more fun with it. This definitely helps. Definitely helps set what the show is about. Great body work initially, and we're just totally drawn in right off the bat. Wonderful dispersal of sound across the four counties at least. I mean, we're talking end zone to end zone, and well-balanced staging of the voices. Incredibly dynamic silk down front. Wonderful body equipment combinations. Lower body shaping, beautiful. And pretty darn good from a timing standpoint. Wow. Challenging simultaneous responsibility of playing rather difficult musical passage with full-size stride through the center with the woodwinds. Good form concepts. Love the staging of the battery and good communication from the bass drum section. Excellent staging of the guard inside form as well as with the story elements down front. Yeah. Great staging of the voices. Staging and movement of the voice is just wonderful. You're manipulating sound through drill. Excellent, excellent. And a wave in the trumpets. Wonderful preset and then the lower body extension. The detailing adds wonderfully. And good placement of the woodwinds for their connection with the trumpets. I love it. Be careful. Just, you know, anytime you do a circle or spiral, there's always somebody or a part of it that wants to be a bump. You know, so the 20-yard line closest to the front sideline. Take a look at that part of the curvature of the spiral. People want to go vertical, and then we get into our whole Looney Tunes minute here. We got to kill the rabbit. This extension with the legs, and you're creating this potential energy that you then release once the form starts flowing. The space and shape issues, a little bit more so over in the area of the trumpet's front, large front element, and as you travel down with the lowering and extending, the extended step size, be careful of path of flow, the direction of the feet as you bring it down the diagonal, because that diagonal is pointed right at us here in the press box, where I'm slightly outside the press box. They wouldn't let me sit in the warm air, but... yeah, be careful with things like that. So some space and shape issues, but considering the challenges, yeah, there's going to be some. You know, even at the most optimal performance, it's just like live music. I mean, something's going to happen in live music at some point in time. But you're doing very, very well. It's a very strong performance tonight. It's like stretching out an Argyle sock. Just wonderfully done. I can't even draw it. Yeah, that whole pullout with the diamonds, just beautifully done. And what the change of colors in the headgear. Oh, my gosh. The show has gone bubblegum on us. Well thought out trumpets. Run step. Wow. My gosh, you run better than you march at times. That deserves a wow. The intensity of the statement when you pull straight at us, the fact we've got the sound directed wonderfully. You know, you've got your brass turned in, your woodwinds pointed straight forward to the 10-yard line. Acoustically, the clarinets in particular are somewhat directional. You get an increased sound based on the bounce off the grass. That's why pointing the bell up in the air, the Benny Goodman thing, doesn't really work on the field. Doesn't work for anybody, but Benny Goodman for that matter. But if you angle the clarinet bodies toward the stand, center of the stands more, we get the bounce off the grass from the bell, believe it or not. We did research on this back when I was at Independence. We were trying to figure out how to maximize the woodwind sound. So you get the directional thing. Wonderful, wonderful storyline. Good follow-through. We get the whole feel of the piece just marvelously handled. And then and the stylization coming out. And you just didn't walk away from the whole cartoon aspect. You just stayed within the style of the motion to then lead us right into the gay parisian and woodwinds with this compressing and the upper body motion. Just the layer of character is just a wonderful delightful, I don't use that word, where'd that come from, component of the composition of this show. Just adds just so much depth, you know, rather than just we're going to march the drill. And the fact that the members of the band and the guard are pulling it off in a very convincing manner, that's part of ensemble excellence. Individual vocabulary is expanded through what you're asking to do in the lower bodies and upper bodies too at times. You know, this just places it, it just simply is not totally clean yet. The wraparound reshape to the flex, the layering of the sequence of events here is just amazing. And as we recapitulate earlier portions of the show, with the guard up on the platforms. Well done. Well thought out. Entertaining. That's somebody else's job tonight. I've got to be analytical. But it stands up on this sheet very well. The middle box and certain aspects of the lower box still need to be addressed. The season's not over with. You know, I mean, you need something else to work on. So there's stuff there. But it is so well thought out, so well put together with this whole cartoon feel to the piece without being cheap and schlock. You know, it's very professional. Comedy is tough to do. It's the hardest thing to do, much harder than drama. And to do it convincingly, you have to get the audience laughing at you and with you, with you being the ultimate professionals. And I think you've definitely achieved that. And there's more you can do with it. And I get to see you one more time this year. So I'm really excited. Thank you so much, American Fork.